In this demonstration, we're going to take a quick look at Windows Explorer. This is a great program to learn if you'd like to know more about how your computer's organized and you want to feel more comfortable navigating around your computer looking for files and folders. When Explorer opens, what you see is a two-paned window. Over here on the left side, you have what could be called a tree structure showing how your computer is organized. And over here on the right, the contents of whichever item is highlighted over here on the left. And as you can see, what's highlighted now is desktop. Now let's take a closer look at the left side of the screen and how this computer is organized. In this case, a Windows XP machine. This structure may differ slightly from your computer if you're running Windows ME or Windows 2000, but the basic logic and how you navigate around Explorer will still be the same regardless of which version of Windows you're on. As you can see, the five items listed on the top of the tree on this XP machine are Desktop on the top of the tree, followed by My Documents, My Computer, My Network Places, and the Recycle Bin. The items listed next on the tree, those with those folder icons, are folders located on the desktop of the machine we're looking at and probably wouldn't appear on your machine, so we're not going to include them in this demonstration. What Windows Explorer gives you with this tree structure is a simple logical breakdown on how your computer is organized, and the name of each of the three main branches of the tree, the ones with the plus sign icons, tells you what's located in that branch. Inside the My Documents branch, you'll find files you've saved and folders you've created, if you follow this organizational scheme. More on this later in this demo. Inside of My Computer, you'll find hardware and software components installed on or connected to your machine. Inside My Network Places, right, you'll find computers connected to your computer across a network and drives and folders that have been set up to be shared on that network. To get a better idea of what we're talking about, and to give us a good look at how to navigate around Windows Explorer, let's look inside each branch to see what's there. To open My Documents, I'm going to click on this plus sign icon. When I do, this branch of the tree opens, and the folders and files located inside My Documents appear on the screen. Notice that some of the folders inside My Documents have their own plus sign icons. This usually means that there are more folders inside those folders. Let's take a look. To see the folders inside of F02, I click on the plus sign and I find one more folder called 14A. To see the contents of 14A, I'm going to click on the name of the folder. And when I do, we can see over here on the right side of the screen the contents of this highlighted folder, 14A. To collapse the branch, I'm going to click on the minus sign icon and scroll back up to the top and collapse the My Documents branch by clicking on the minus sign icon. So there in a nutshell you see how to navigate around Windows Explorer. To expand a branch, you click on the plus sign icon. Again, click on the plus sign icon to expand a branch. To look inside a folder, you click on the name of the folder and the right side of the screen changes into the contents of that folder. To collapse a branch, you click on the minus sign and the branch collapses. To continue our look at how this XP machine is organized, let's open the My Computer branch. How do I open it? Right, click on this plus sign. When I do, the tree lists the hardware connected to this computer, as well as some software files and folders located on this machine. We see floppy drive A, local disk C, the hard drive. On this machine, drive D is a DVD player, and drive E is a CDRW, as you can see. We also have some software files and folders, as I said. To get some more practice navigating, let's open the hard drive and go down to the tree to the Dreamweaver 4 folder. So to open the hard drive, I click on this plus sign and scroll down to Program Files, where most applications are installed on Windows machines. I'll click on this plus sign and scroll down to Macromedia. There it is. Click on this plus sign, and there's Dreamweaver 4. To look inside the Dreamweaver 4 folder, I'm going to click on the name of the folder, and over here on the right side, I see the contents of the Dreamweaver 4 folder. Let's get some practice collapsing the tree. I'm going to click on this minus sign, this minus sign. Scroll back up and click on this minus sign. And then finally get back to the top of the tree and collapse local disk C by clicking on this minus sign. And then let's collapse my computer. To complete our Windows Explorer tour of this machine, we open My Network Places. And in the case of this machine, we see various shared drives from another computer that's connected to this machine on the network. If I wanted to navigate around these drives, I would click on the plus sign icons and follow the processes we've outlined in this demonstration. What you'd see on your machine in My Network Places would depend on what you're connected to on your network. And there you have it, a look at Windows Explorer. It's a good program to learn to use if you want to navigate around your computer, and if you're just getting familiar with your machine, it's a great way to learn how it's organized. As we've seen, this XP machine is organized into three main sections: My Documents, My Computer, and My Network Places. If you're using Windows ME or 2000, your structure may be slightly different in your version of Windows Explorer. Some points to remember. You can expand branches of the tree by clicking on the plus sign icons. To view the contents of any component or folder on the tree, click on the name of that component or folder, and the right side of the window will list the contents. To collapse a branch of the tree, click on the minus sign. To open Windows Explorer, you have several choices. First, you can right-click on the My Computer icon on your desktop and choose Explore. Second, you can press the Windows and E keys on your keyboard simultaneously. The Windows key is the one with the Windows logo in the bottom row of your keyboard. Third, look for Windows Explorer on your Programs menu. For example, on Windows XP, click Start, point to All Programs, point to Accessories, and then click Windows Explorer. As I said, this last way is for XP. Windows ME and 2000 users will find it slightly different. One last point, just in case you're confused by this name, Windows Explorer. In the Windows world, there are three different explorers. There's Windows Explorer, which we just looked at. There's Internet Explorer, the Microsoft browser. And then there's the relatively new MSN Explorer, which is an all-in-one software package where you can explore the web, read your email, talk to online buddies, listen to music, watch videos, all inside of one package. So it's pretty easy to get confused by the word Explorer because there actually are three different explorers in the world of Windows. Well, now that you've seen Windows Explorer, go explore your own machine. I can guarantee the more you use this program, the more you'll know about your computer.